I'm Katie.
And I'm Steve.
And this is the City of Reading Podcast.
Welcome to a Reading City Council update. For full details on each of the items covered, or to watch a meeting online, visit cityofreading.org or find the links in the episode show notes. For any questions, suggestions, or comments, please email podcast@cityofreading.org.
Hi, this is Jeremy Pagan, Director of Development Services for the City of Reading, here to give you the recap of our February 6th Reading City Council meeting. So the City Council meeting started off in usual fashion with our typical items at the top of the meeting and some public commenters. And then we rolled on into the consent calendar. The consent calendar was full of lots of good items, but I'd like to just highlight a few key ones. In particular, Councilwoman Julie Winter pointed this out actually during the motion to accept the consent calendar, which is the fact that I think there was almost $30 million in grant funds that were being accepted for the city, which is a huge accomplishment for the city and a really great thing. And so one of those grant funds was $9.25 million in grant funding received from the Department of Food and Agriculture. Those funds are going to be going towards helping fund the construction of the future Panorama Park project up off Lake Boulevard. So that's a huge accomplishment for the city and from our community services department. And so really a big deal and an awesome story there. There was also additional grant funding, another significant grant heading out there towards from the California Department of Transportation's Clean California Local Grant Program. And that ended up being about $7 million for some improvement projects around town for Calaboose Creek, a revitalization project for some trail improvements, and as well as some improvements to Oregon Street. And another big grant award of $10 million from CalRecycle that's going to be going to the design and construction of the Reading Organics Diversion to Energy Operation Project. And so perhaps some of you have been hearing recently about state law that has been changing that is requiring us to divert a certain percentage of our organics from the landfill and divert that landfill waste to reusable, and so a reusable form. And so a lot of our organics, of course, can be composted and reused and have a good purpose for that reuse. But that's an expensive project, an expensive proposition, I think, to fully build out a facility that can handle our organics and actually take those organics, divert them from the landfill, and put them to a new use, a new purpose. I think it's, you know, tens of millions of dollars, maybe to the tune of $30 or $40 million for that kind of facility. But we got a $10 million grant to put a dent in that. And so that was some great news as well. So council adopted those three big grant awards as part of this consent calendar. Everything else on the consent calendar at this meeting was largely routine business. So that takes us to our regular calendar, where we had a number of items, the first of which was a report on tobacco retailing. And the Tobacco Education Coalition of Shasta County came and presented before council a few months ago on what they're terming sort of the vaping crisis and the really the proliferation of vaping amongst our youth, and the amount of tobacco retailers in the area being estimated to be around 120, 130 retailers. And so they came and presented to council a number of months ago, and council requested that staff look into this further and bring back some ideas on what might be able to be done to curb tobacco retailing or potentially control it or regulate it some more. So our city manager's office presented, Jason Gibalisco presented some options to council regarding business license schemes, potential enforcement that could be improved upon, the discussion of a cap of retailers in town. In other words, we have 130 now, so a cap could go in and limit the amount of additional retailers that the city would take on. And so these were all ideas. Council wasn't voting to create any kind of laws or anything of that nature, all very preliminary discussions just around the idea of tobacco retailing and should the city council consider taking direction in the future. So it was a long discussion. There was a lot of good public comment from the community and giving their thoughts and opinions. And ultimately, council made a motion to really ask for more data from staff, to go and have staff explore what other cities are doing to tackle this problem, and then to come back to council at a future date with some more data, as well as to give council an update on maybe some enforcement efforts that our police department will do in terms of shoulder tap operations or decoy operations with local tobacco retailers to make sure that they're following state law for the retail sale of tobacco. So that item was an hour or more of discussion, and ultimately where staff has been directed to do more research and come back to council with additional information in the future. The next two items on the regular calendar were with regard to emergency housing sites in Reading. And the first item was to adopt an urgency ordinance to establish new distance requirements. So our council resolution for emergency housing sites requires, I believe, half mile between these sites. The Good News Rescue Mission is looking to implement an emergency housing site on their property. Turns out that it's just under a half mile from the other emergency housing site that's over near the RABA facility that's operated there. And so this ordinance was adopted by council. It allowed some flexibility to slightly decrease that half a mile distance requirement so as to allow the Good News Rescue Mission to proceed with their emergency housing site project. And that was, again, approved by council, which opened us up to the next item, which was approving the Good News Rescue Mission emergency housing site application. And so it authorized the approval of that emergency housing site for 17 emergency sleeping cabins. It also authorized up to $198,000 or so in encampment resolution funding and or affordable housing loan funds for that particular project to help the Good News Rescue Mission get that project off the ground. And so those two items combined, the end result of those two items is that now the Good News Rescue Mission has approval and funding to move forward with their emergency housing site, again, for 17 emergency sleeping cabins there by the mission. So a good development in terms of additional avenues and additional ways to provide shelter for the unsheltered people in our community. Next up was a presentation from myself on behalf of the Development Services Department. And what I did was essentially provide a summary outline to council, just describing to them and telling them about what our department does and the discretionary permitting process. And so I described to council the history of California land use policy, what land use and zoning is, what use permits are, and what discretionary permits are and what they are not. And then I walked council through four different examples of use permits around town and described the complexity of what it takes to really review use permits and issue them. And we went through four examples in increasing complexity, starting with a real simple use permit, moving our way all the way up to I presented on the latest use permit or one of our latest use permits that's going to construction, which is the Holiday Shopping Center on Shasta View and Hartnell, which many of you have probably witnessed as you drive through town. So we talked through the development conditions. We talked about California Environmental Quality Act. We talked about general plan conformity, lots of good stuff regarding the planning process. And really, it was just a quick 20-minute or so presentation to give council some information on what it is the planning division here at the city is doing every day. And it was just an informational item only for them. And so it was a privilege to get up there and speak to them and highlight all the good work that our planning staff is doing every day here at the city. And I really appreciate all their work. And it was, it was a real joy to be able to share that time with council. Then our last item of the night was a quick personnel item regarding hiring back on our illustrious former director of community services, Kim Niemer, to help out with some additional projects up there in community services, which will be a great help, I'm sure, to that department because they're carrying a big workload right now. And with that, the council adjourned, and that was the end of our meeting. Talk to you next time.